able to reach to the point where we have where we don't have a structural deficit. So what we did this year, we have reached 50% in terms of resolving our structural problem. By continuing to invest, not reinvest $100 million by 2017, we will have a structural surplus that is in excess of $30 million. My position is, if we don't continue that, then down the road, we are just setting ourselves back. We will then be in a position where we won't be able to continue the structural sustainability that we achieved in fiscal year 2017.
Did we make a commitment to fund the pension at $300 million previously?
There was a budget, a proposal that said we would provide $100 million, $200 million, and would increase to $300 million. So I guess, yes, we made a commitment to fund it up to $300 million. What this proposal would do is to change that. But by changing it, I say we're still going to make a commitment to pay the pensions of state employees.
But we're doing this to...
We're doing this to get our fiscal house in order and to be at a place in time where we won't continue to have a structural deficit.
Wouldn't it make sense to just reduce the rate of growth proportionally?
Reduce the rate of growth? I'm not sure I'm following your question.
Government's growing 4% this year. Wouldn't it make sense to just subtract $100 million from that expansion of expenditures?
So government's not growing quite by 4%. The Spending Affordability Committee did set the rate of growth. They said government could grow the ceiling. They set it and they said we could grow by up to 4%. The budget that the governor put forth grows by 3.6%. So we're below what the Spending Affordability Committee recommended.
I think suggesting is we could have just grown a little bit less and made.
Well, we could have always grown a little bit less, but I would point out, you know, that this budget, as I said, we came in with $457 million worth of cuts, so we were obviously trying to limit our growth.
Cuts in terms of the rate of growth?
The cuts that we made in terms of the incoming budget totaled $457 million. I'm saying since we were only at 3%, our goal was certainly to not grow beyond the limit that had been set by the General Assembly.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Secretary, can you explain to me the administration's thinking on the lottery agent commissions? Seemed to me that